hello there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is Michelle Bolton from Journey Church in Lisburn, Northern Ireland. And Michelle is involved in ministry in her church. She is a mother and a daughter, and she juggles a job and her ministry in church. Well, this week we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling all of that and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Michelle Bolton from Journey Church in Northern Ireland in Lisburn. You're very welcome to Woman again. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today again. Last week, we covered identity and what it means to have identity in Christ, even through our trials and our grief and our loss. And thank you for sharing those intimate stories with us. Divorce the week before, how the Lord is with us in all of that, taking us by the hand, and nobody is exempt from what's going to happen tomorrow. Even Christians, you know, we can still be hit by things like divorce and loss and grief and death and disappointment the week before. So today, Michelle, we're going to talk about empowering women. Now, that sounds a bit, I don't know, you keep hearing all these positive thinking gurus talking about, you know, empowering women and, you know, we can do this, women, and, you know, women's lib and all of that. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Your passion is women. You work for an organization that supports people that are impacted by abuse, sexual abuse and abusive relationships. And you also, you're in ministry and leadership in church. You're a mother of two beautiful girls. Tell us, what does it mean to empower girls and women?
I suppose it comes from my own, you know, don't we all come from our own backgrounds? And when I was young, I was from like a very working class background and never thought that university was an opportunity for me. And as I went, I believe God has his hand over me, even before I knew him as my Lord and Savior, provided an opportunity to go to university. I have two sisters and then I've also got two daughters. So that's all I really know. I don't really know much about boys. And I suppose what I have observed from, you know, where I come from, but also just as I've grown up and my female friends, is one of the key things is about people knowing their women and young girls, knowing their worth and knowing their value. I think as well, my own circumstances have been shaped by marriage breakdown and divorce. And there's feelings of rejection and feelings of worthiness. Again, even just in, you know, being single and the whole, you know, holding that as a woman, you know, because society tells us that actually we're missing out if we're not being loved by somebody else, you know. So I suppose what for me, my passion is, and I see like so much injustice in the world as well against young women and girls. And I think being a single mom and divorced, you know, having to do it all, there's a sense of vulnerability in just in even living in your house, and because you don't know, you just don't know what could come around the corner, and your neighbors could be crazy, or, you know, thankfully that isn't. But I think there is a sense of women and girls are probably the most vulnerable in society. I also, as you've mentioned, I work for an organization that supports people, male and female, all people across society impacted by sexual abuse and abusive relationships. But like some of the statistics say that 98% of females haven't had an experience of abuse.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of statistics out there. And, you know, I have had my own story of that from, you know, I was broken into when I was a student at university, and I was beaten up and attacked. So it definitely has had an impact on my life that even 20 years on, it still is part of your story.
Yes.
And I suppose that's all of these combination of experiences come to shape, you know, what you're passionate about. And a couple of years ago during lockdown, I did a course called the Ecclesia, and it got you thinking about, you know, what actually are you passionate about? And one of those things was for me around supporting women and girls to know their value, to know their worth. And this was before I worked in this current organization. And that was one of the things. And I thought maybe I would be part of a voluntary program, or I could run some life groups with our young girls in our church, or it could be open to the community to empower women to know who they are in Christ and what their identity is as daughters of the King. And that identity brings so much authority, it brings so much power. And I never felt that, you know. And so knowing who you are in Christ can give you so much confidence and set you in a real place where you can make decisions, where you can be empowered. So that was where I was thinking those years ago. And God then orchestrated through only a way that he can move an opportunity there just over a year ago. I applied for a job in a voluntary organization, and now I'm the head of people. So part of my role is about their systems and the services that we provide. So the majority of our employees are women. We provide some counseling and training and group support, and we have a 24-hour helpline. But I'm really passionate about supporting people, and that's just through like being an encourager of women. And again, in my church, I think I see women, and that was something I was really keen. Not that I could be up the front, but I was really keen that we had female representation, you know, in the decision making. So because we make up half of society, you know, and half, maybe more than half of our church. So that was really important to me, that our voices could be heard and that women feel that God can use them and use them in mighty ways.
And you know, since that was that trauma that you experienced in college, where you somebody broke in and you were attacked, you didn't know God at the time, but you know, I think of that verse, you know, where he says he works all things together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I always add that bit in. He works it all together, you know, for his glory, and he makes good from the bad. And he did that in your life, Michelle. And you know, for people listening today, you know, I suppose they might have gone through trauma, and there's help out there, and your organization is one of them. We might even list that afterwards, but he's there in the dark times, isn't he?
I think as well, there is still a bit of a stigma around people telling their stories, because it's like, oh, you know, what do you say to that? And it's important that people get support and get help. And, you know, the statistics speak for themselves. You know,
To hide.
so many women experience abusive relationships, and that can be in Christian homes as well as non-Christian homes. And I suppose what is important is that, you know, God is always there, and that can be difficult to understand and to trust when you are going through those difficult times. I don't believe God wants any of us to feel threatened or experience violence or abuse. God is a loving God. He is our Father. He's our provider and protector. And I believe that's why there's organizations out there
And
to
there's
help people.
Michelle Bolton, thank you very much for sharing that with us today. Women empowering women from Journey Church in Northern Ireland. Bye for now. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, Email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.